The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Taxes Show.
They say it takes a big man to admit he's wrong, but I say it takes an even bigger man to admit he's never wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you that bigger man, Eric Metaxas.
Hey. Alvin, what is today?
Today's Wednesday.
But I mean, really, my life is such that I actually have to think.
I walk around behind you and whisper in your ear, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Well, you know why that is? Because I don't have a standard. You know, people who work a standard 9-to-5 Monday to Friday job, there's a rhythm.
Right.
But so often I'm working on the weekends. I mean, this weekend I'll be in San Diego speaking at a private event. But I'm saying when you do that, it scrambles everything. Yeah, and I actually have to think, what's today? So today it's raining in New York City.
It's misty, rainy.
I woke up and it was raining. And there's so much to talk about. Okay, first of all, in hour one today, we had a great conversation with the great Jason Gay of the Wall Street Journal. Yeah. The Wall Street Journal is my go-to paper these days. USA Today I find to be its McPaper. It's kind of like paper for people who don't read. And the New York Times, of course, is just dripping with liberal bias, I'm sorry to say. The Wall Street Journal has become like a really solid paper. I mean, it used to be more business-focused, but after Rupert Murdoch got a hold of it. It's really more, you know. So anyway, Jason Gay is one of their premier sports writers. I was reading him way before I ever decided to have him on this program. I mean, before I had a program. Yeah. He's so funny and brilliant as a writer. I mean, he is brilliant.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's great to get to talk to him. In this hour, I'm going to have a conversation with Marvin Oleski. And we're going to talk. Marvin Oleski is with World Magazine.
Yes.
A lot of people know Marvin Oleski. He coined the term compassionate conservatism. He's kind of a big deal, and he's been a friend for years. He was the president of the King's College for a while. It was about 5-7 years ago.
I had a connection with him even before working here. I was the offbeat newsbeat reporter with him, and that kind of gave me the connection over here at your crazy show, man. So that's great. Anyway, go on, please.
Okay, well, a few things to cover before we get to Marvin. First of all, we're going to air a couple of programs, I think, tomorrow. There is a play in New York called Babette's Feast.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell all my listeners that you'll hear the details of it tomorrow. But Abigail Colleen, who's one of the creators of it, I saw it with my wife. It's fantastic. If you want to see it when you're in New York, you can get – it's less than half price there for our listeners. Truly, folks, this is like serious. This is crazy discount. Okay, so if you go to telecharge offers,
that's right. I tried it out and it works. Okay. Just so you know,
telecharge offers.com. Not telecharge, not just telecharge. telecharge offers.com, and when you go to Babette's Feast, you put in the code BF Eric. BF is Babette's Feast.
Right. If you put it in right away, it'll take you right to Babette's Feast. I tried because it wasn't in the original list I saw. It wasn't there.
So you put in the code?
There's a code box. Put in BF Eric, and it takes you right to Babette's
Alvin,
Feast.
I'm very helpful.
Chasing it. Well, my wife and I are going to want to see this. So.
Oh, trust me.
Yes.
Trust me. And especially when you can go to, a real Broadway production for $34.95. It's not exactly
unheard
on Broadway, but it's as good. It is. Trust
really?
Me. Like it's
Broadway prices are through the roof to see this for $34.95.
Well, I'm saying Broadway is like $100 and above. This is, I think this show, I don't know if it's $100 for the regular tickets, but discounted tickets for groups are like $70.
Mm-hmm.
This is $34. If you put in BF Eric, it's $34.95. Trust me. Even if you don't like it that much, you're going to like it at that price. It's just amazing. But I loved it. I mean, there's some great stuff.
You
but
can
anyway,
afford a feast
we're talking
afterwards.
To her. Yes. Also, Candace Cameron Bure was in the studio yesterday. We're going to air that tomorrow. We got it on video for our Metaxas Super People. She is so cute and sweet. I have to say, what a breath of fresh air.
I
love her. And anyway, I posted a picture of her on Twitter and Facebook because she was here yesterday. But we're going to air that, I hope, tomorrow.
Tomorrow or Friday.
Or Friday.
Yeah, this week.
Whatever.
Let's put it,
yeah. Okay. Other things that we have to share. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I don't want to forget to share is if you want to listen to this program with zero commercials. Now, I'm not talking about sometimes at the beginning of a show or the end of a show, I'll mention Hillsdale or something like that. That's part of the program.
You almost never mention that, though.
No. But that's part of the program. But I'm saying that between every break, we have commercials, we have news and stuff. If you just want to listen to this without that, go to Metaxas Super. So you just go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com, click on Metaxas Super and sign up. And you're going to get the video. Don't you want to see what Candace Cameron Bure is wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to see which wig she has chosen for the day? Is she a brunette? Does she have a B-52's big red bouffant?
Right.
Don't you want to see? Well, you can't see unless you go to Metaxas Super. So you go to MetaxasTalk.com, sign up for Metaxas Super. So I did want to mention that. And while we're at it, we should mention Hillsdale. I found out, I check every day, are they still sending copies of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to public school, high school principals, public school, middle school principals? Albin, you know what?
What?
They're still doing it.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're still doing it.
Woo.
Until they get it to all 90-something thousand.
Yeah, like 98,000 or
principals,
something.
Principals, okay? Mm-hmm. And but their secret goal.
A lot of stamps.
Their secret goal is to get these documents. Now, I don't want everybody to know because this is – you could get in trouble.
Okay.
This is to get these documents, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence into the hands of children.
Say what?
Children.
Wow.
Yes. Students at these public schools. Now, if these students discover what's in the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, do you know what's going to happen?
Know what?
Nothing but good.
Oh.
Nothing but good. We're going to have a new generation of kids that understand the founding principles. We haven't had that in 40 or 50 years. That's the bad news, and that's why Hillsdale's doing this. Yes. If you want to know about this, go to Hillsdale. Go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. MetaxasForHillsdale.com. .com. Okay. Now, you know, since today is Wednesday, and I've got the New York Times in front of me here, right? My wife and I talk about this stuff, and I thought today I get to mention it. I find this hilarious, okay? Every single time you see Melania Trump, she looks more spectacular than any first lady I have ever seen. I don't know who her designer is, but she showed up with Macron. Okay, this is Macron's wife is elegant and beautiful and everything like that. Here comes Melania wearing this glorious white dress, okay, and a hat that would make anybody else who wore it look like a stupid idiot. She looks so elegant. But my wife and I, Suzanne and I, we laugh. We're like, this is like people who hate Trump, this is their worst nightmare. He has the most elegant wife. I mean, she makes Jackie O look like Eleanor Roosevelt.
Mm.
That's not true. But close enough.
That's a stretch.
But her elegance, it is absolutely you can count on it.
Yeah.
Where I mean, she's showing up in these dresses and things that she looks so elegant. It is, I find it hilarious.
Yeah.
you just think it's I don't know why I find it so funny, but it's, I guess it's because the people who hate Trump, they just hate him even more because he has this gorgeous wife who dresses and behaves with this just real sophisticated elegance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but every time I see her, it's like, here's another one. When I had the privilege of being at the inauguration, I was at St. John's Church that morning. That's when I got to meet Jimmy Carter. It was an amazing privilege that we got to be there. And in walks Melania wearing a blue-colored dress with these blue gloves, the color of the blue. Periwinkle doesn't do it justice. It was like an unearthly beautiful blue.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know who her designer is, but whoever's working with her has truly magnificent taste. And it's just funny because they're always looking for things to, you know, negative things to say.
Sure.
And this just, If you want to know where I get my laughs, every time she shows up looking like $1 million, I have to laugh. Oh, I don't want to forget to tell people, if you order my pillow, definitely put in the code Eric or Metaxas. If you order my pillow, because the new sponsors on the program, and if you order any pillows, you get a huge discount, but you got to put in Eric or Metaxas. Tell your friends, it's 50% discount. We're going to be right back with the great Marvin Olasky.
Psalm 127, verse 4 says, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Each day with our children is an opportunity to shape and sharpen those arrows before we release them into the world. So how can we know we're shaping and pointing them in the right direction? Join Family Life in select movie theaters across the country on May 1st and 3rd for the premiere of the movie Like Arrows, a faith-based film about parenting with purpose. Like Arrows is in theaters for two nights only, May 1st and 3rd, and it casts a powerful vision for parents, reminding us that nothing is more important than having God and His Word directing our lives and our families. To view the trailer or find theaters near you, visit likearrowsmovie.com. Again, that's likearrowsmovie.com.
Being a mom is like 1,000 little jobs all wrapped up into one amazing responsibility. From trauma nurse to afternoon mathematician, organizer-in-chief to five-star chef, mom is always on call. So this Mother's Day, show her how much you appreciate every job she does with the official flower provider of the Mike Gallagher Show, 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you get ahead of the Mother's Day rush, 1-800-Flowers will give you an exclusive 36 for 36 offer. 36 sorbet roses for just $36. With an impressive mix of pastel shades in pink, orange, and lavender, these roses are guaranteed to make her smile. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. To order 36 sorbet roses for only $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter the promo code MikeG. Order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com, promo code MikeG.
Hey, Albin.
Well, what?
You just woke up. Yeah, I can't believe you're sleeping. You're not getting enough sleep at night. Probably it's your pillow.
Can I make
a suggestion?
Yeah.
My pillow. Have you heard about my pillow?
Oh,
we met the inventor, Mike Lindell. He's now become a friend because he's the warmest, craziest, wonderful entrepreneur. I mean, he's an American original. But he decided to do something, and I want my listeners, that's you, to listen. He said, for my listeners, my pillow is right now offering 50% off the four-pack. 50% off the four-pack. It includes two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Why not? If it's 50% off, why not get them for everybody you know? Call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric or go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code Eric or you could use the promo code Metaxas. Either way, 50% off. If you use Eric or Metaxas, call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, mypillow.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And I am sitting here in the studio in New York City with my friend Marvin Olasky. Marvin, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you, Eric.
We have cameras now. Look, it's just incredible. Wow. And I hope they'll make us look okay. I don't know.
You have that pocket square.
Why would I have a pocket square if there's no cameras? Marvin, it's always difficult for me to describe my friends, people that I've known for years, because I feel like I know you. But how do I sum you up? Mainly, I guess I would say, besides being the author of many, many books, you're the editor-in-chief of World Magazine. I have been very familiar with World Magazine for many, many years. I'm assuming a lot of my listeners wouldn't know about it. So why don't we start there? Tell us about World Magazine.
Oh, World is a biweekly news magazine. We cover all kinds of stuff, including politics, economics, movies, music, books, everything. It's been called the Christian Time magazine. I'm not sure with Time these days whether that's a compliment or an insult.
Right.
But it has that. We try to look at everything through a biblical perspective, and we have a good time doing it. We believe that that God puts us on this planet to glorify Him and to enjoy Him forever, and enjoyment begins right now.
Well, that means you're some kind of Christian, aren't you?
Indeed, I am.
Now, I've had you on in the past, and you've told your story, but the brief version of it, since I have you here, because some people don't know, how did you get to be Marvin Olasky writing all these books? You're really the person who popularized the term compassionate conservatism. We were at the King's College last night, and you kind of corrected me. You said you didn't really coin the term, but people associate you with that when you were in Texas and George W. Bush was running for president, and he was the governor before that, obviously. And so, you know, you have a storied background, but most people don't know the earlier part of the story.
Oh, the earlier part, succinctly, bar mitzvah at 13, atheist at 14, Marxist in high school, communist at the school that you and I have occasionally been, Yale University.
What were you doing at Yale?
Well, supposedly studying, but also engaged in hunger strikes at times and anti-Vietnam War demonstrations and all that stuff. A little bit before you, but trying to create a good model for you to measure up to.
What year did you graduate from there?
71.
Wow. You were right in the middle of it.
In the middle of it. Yep.
You look young. I got to tell you, that was right in the middle of that mess and stuff. And so when did the lightning bolt strike you and cause you to change your views on the universe?
Well, I had a hit bottom really before that did. I bicycled across the country a day after graduation from Boston to Oregon, worked in a small newspaper there, resigned to protest capitalism, and joined the Oregon Communist Party, a subsidiary of the Communist Party USA, which was a subsidiary of the Soviet Union.
No joke.
Actually, money changing hands, bought, paid for. Became a communist, worked in the Boston Globe as a communist, traveled in a Soviet freighter across the Pacific, did a little
stuff there. The Boston Globe was hiring communist writers?
Yeah, I was not, to their knowledge, an open member of the Communist Party, but I was certainly writing my articles from a party line, always looking for class conflict, trying to fan hatred, all the things that a good communist tries to do.
So the Soviet Union paid money to have people do this?
Oh, sure. Yes, that was the...
And today... George Soros can do that.
Right. So we've privatized corruption in that way.
Well, it's interesting because World Magazine, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I just thought of it, that World Magazine uncovered the fact that George Soros was funding a lot of Christian organizations in the last few years. Our friend Kelly really just uncovered this, and you were one of the few people willing to publish this incredible information.
Yeah, Sojourners, for example, had taken some money from a Soros organization and so forth. But, you know, that's what communists do. That's what Marxists do. That's what George Soros, for his reasons, non-communist, he does those and, you know, consorts with all kinds of people and pushes killing babies and other terrible things. So, but at the time, I thought these were all good things. And then God intervened, and that's all I can say. I'm thankful to Christ. In November 1st, 1973, I was at that point a fairly happy communist, and I was reading a book by Lenin, a booklet called Socialism and Religion, in which Lenin talked about atheism as the basis of communism. That was not news to me. I knew that. I believed it. I actually honored that. And for some reason, which I still don't quite understand why, I just started thinking, oh, this must be wrong. I think there is a God of some kind. And if there is a God of some kind and communism is based on atheism, then communism is wrong and I should leave. And then the next 2.5 years really was a battle against what's right and my persistence in doing wrong. And again, nothing that I was planning. I mean, I'll just real quickly, I can give you two examples of how this worked out. In order to get a PhD, you have to have a good reading knowledge of a foreign language. I had forgotten my childhood Hebrew, never learned much of my high school French. So I was studying Russian, just learned some in Soviet Union, speak to my Soviet masters.
You're serious?
I am serious. Well, absolutely. That's why I wanted to learn to speak Russian
How many times did you visit the Soviet Union?
Oh, just once. But I was planning to go back, but God intervened.
You were the definitive pinko communist Jew.
Well, that's
You were the boogeyman of Archie Bunker and a lot of people of that time. Lived – I mean, we find it funny, and it's funny now.
Right.
But you lived that.
Right. That's true. And God intervened. I was sitting in my room one night, had nothing new to read in Russian. I picked up a copy of a book that I'd been given in Oregon when I was a reporter there by people at a Russian-speaking commune, a copy of the New Testament in Russian. And so I started – just for reading practice, started reading through it and – you know, it's pretty good at first because there are all these begats, and so I could race through that.
For reading purposes. This is funny.
Yeah, just reading purposes.
To improve your Russian.
Right.
You want to talk about irony.
Yes.
I mean, this is really funny.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and by the time I got to the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5 through 7 of Matthew, I thought, wow, this is really special. There's something going on here. This is inspired in some way. It's not the normal stuff I've read before in Russian. So that got me thinking about stuff. Another thing, again, not my plan, the University of Michigan, where I was a graduate student, professors don't want to teach early American literature. Professors want to teach Samoan literature or some cool stuff like that.
Right.
So no one wanted to do it, yet it was still part of the English department requirement. So I was assigned to teach a course in early American literature. I never studied it, but I had to do a crash course in reading what's early American literature. It's Puritan sermons.
I was just going to say, I think that's Sermons in the Hands of an Angry God is in every anthology.
Yeah.
So you had to, there's probably something in there by Cotton Mather also.
Cotton Mather, Increase Mather, John Cotton, all the Cottons, all the Mathers. And I just read through them and thought again, wow, there's something here. These guys are not stupid. Okay, growing up Jewish, I thought Christians worship Christmas trees. Christians are kind of stupid.
Right.
No, these guys aren't. Very logical, very thoughtful. And so all those things, again, not through my own plan, you know, forced to teach a course in early American literature, reading just to improve my Russian, stuff like that.
Right.
These things eventually had an effect on me until a point in 1976 where I realized, gee, I don't like it. I know this is a killer for my academic career, but facts are facts. Christ is God. I believe in this. I'm going to be baptized, profess. And off we go.
Most people I know who are ethnically Jewish, when they accept Jesus as Messiah, it makes them more Jewish rather than less Jewish. Was that your experience?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had some slight familiarity with the Old Testament before. I mean, now I read it and reread it and reread it again. So, yeah.
In English or Russian?
Sometimes in Russian translation when I wanted to read slowly. The problem in Bible reading, you know, once you get familiar with it, you tend to rush past stuff. So my Russian is very, very, very poor. My Spanish is very poor. So sometimes if I want to slow down, I'll look at it in Russian or Spanish.
You're the only person I've ever heard say this besides me, is that when I encounter, you know, my Greek and my German are poor, but I can get by. And I'm so fascinated when I see the scripture in Greek or German, it hits me much harder.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I don't glance across the top. I kind of get sucked in because I'm forced to be slowed down.
Right.
But I've never heard anyone say that besides you.
Slow reading is important, especially the Bible.
Yep. It works, right?
Yep.
That is so cool. Well, and what are you working on now? You're at Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry once a year interviewing people in front of students, which is great fun. Mostly it's world. I write, I edit, I really enjoy it. We have a World Journalism Institute where we train students. We also train mid-career people in their 40s or 50s who have been world readers, love it. They come to our living room in Austin, Texas for a week, intensive, sort of a fantasy baseball camp in a way, fantasy. And they do reporting and writing. And And a bunch of them then become our correspondents in cities around the country.
I love it. Yeah. I did not know that. I didn't know.
Citizen journalists, yeah.
And you've been in Austin for quite a while.
Yeah, I taught at the University of Texas for 25 years.
Whoa. Okay, we're going to be right back, folks, talking to Marvin Olasky of World Magazine. We'll be right back.
And the downhill run to Papa Ete. Off the wind on this heading line, the Marquesas.
Do you have money in the stock market? Are you watching it bounce all over the place? While you're focused on the short-term movement, you might actually be missing what time it really is. We are late in the business cycle, interest rates are flying higher, and overvalued stocks and bonds are going to come down. It's time for a new strategy. Gold. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of GoldIsABetterWay.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price and going to outperform stocks and bonds, I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
Taxes show. I'm talking to Marvin Olasky of World Magazine. What is the website for World Magazine?
WNG.org. That stands for World News Group.
It's that simple, WNG.org?
Or if people want to complicate it, WorldMag.com. We'll get them there too.
WorldMag.com. Maybe that's easier to remember. Okay. Yeah. What brings you to New York City since you live in Austin, Texas?
Well, I spent four very enjoyable and exciting years from 2007 to 2011 as provost of the King's College here in New York City. King's every year has an interregnum, it's called, where the students have done some reading. They're looking at one particular topic of importance.
Right.
And this year their topic is compassion. And they asked me to come and talk about it, which I'll be doing.
And so I know that as part of that, last night you interviewed me. You do a lot of these kinds of interviews. How often do you do that?
Well, right now, just at Patrick Henry College, I go there once a year and interview about 10 people, sort of two a day over a 5-day period.
Right.
But I've interviewed a couple hundred people like this over the years.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun. If you find out people and it's always interesting to hear the stories. Most of these are Christians about how people come to Christ, usually in all kinds of odd ways.
Did you interview the screenwriter? I can't think of his name right now. Basic Instinct.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about.
I know
who
you're talking about. Yes.
It's really embarrassing that we can't think of his name because I can see his face and I know his work.
Yeah, me too. I'm older. I have dementia too. I'm not serious.
But I was going
to
say
I have that to apologize for. But Eric, you're a young gentleman.
I was
so going to
say Vanderhoven or something like that. It's not.
But it's not. But
it's not. Come on. What is wrong with us? All right. Then we're going to have to come back to that. because I want to ask you about that. Well, yesterday you interviewed me about compassion. And what do you do? I mean, I think you put this in the print magazine, but you also air it online. If people right. want to watch these interviews, are they all there?
Yeah, we have a daily podcast, a half-hour podcast called The World and Everything in It. And people can download it on their phone, so it automatically comes in at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And whenever they wake up, they can listen to it. It's half hour, sort of about 5 minutes of news and then features. And one of the features we have regularly is a segment from the interview that you and I did yesterday.
Okay.
And then I also take it and boil down 8,000 words or so into 1,200 words that go on 2 pages in World. Plus okay. the whole thing then goes on YouTube and people can watch it all okay. and read the transcript and so forth. But those are the different ways we use your words, your wisdom.
I'm always scared when people interview me and then it becomes print because they'll typically pick out the more, you know, challenging things that I've said. Yahoo News, I gave them 5,500 words and they managed to do the most horrendous, truly horrendous hit piece on me. And it was so bad that I thought I need to publish the Q&A of the 5,500 right. words or whatever. But it's kind of funny because it's always the current political climate is so obviously divisive and stuff. And we were talking about Trump last night. We were talking about this and that. And I thought it would be good to revisit that only because I feel like the more oxygen and sunlight we give to this, the healthier for the country. Because we've been talking, you know, across each other. I don't mean you and I, but I mean in the culture, basically. So when I love when I get to sit down with somebody that I know we share a Christian faith and we could have a healthy conversation. Kirsten Powers and Jonathan Merritt are trying to do that. I suppose. I don't know. I haven't listened to the ones that they've done after they did the one with me. But talking about Trump is so tough. Because he is challenging. If mm-hmm. you're a Christian, you were talking about Wilberforce last night and about, you know, what does it mean to be a leader and asking me about that. I guess I was thrown when you said that you thought that his rhetoric was contributing to, I don't know how you put it. I mean, sort of xenophobia and that kind of thing, demonizing of immigrants and stuff. And I was surprised because I think that he says things oftentimes that I wouldn't say or I wouldn't put it that way. But I guess I was surprised that you did think that he's genuinely, for lack of a better word, xenophobic. I mean, do you think that or do you think that that's just – I don't know. What do you think?
No, I don't think I use xenophobic and I wouldn't say – he may be, he may not. I don't know. But one of the things in our country, since we don't have – a monarch or someone ceremonial, the president has two basic jobs, basically. One job policy right. and the other job being a moral leader.
Right.
Bill Clinton failed as a moral leader in that he normalized a particular type of sexual activity and so forth. Donald Trump is failing as a moral leader because he is normalizing all kinds of crude and crass
yeah.
and callous language. He's normalizing, you know, a lot of sexual activities and adultery in his past.
Now, when you say that he's normalizing those things, I don't know that that's fair. In other words, while he was running for president and since he's been president, one gets the impression that he takes his marriage and family very seriously. Bill Clinton did what he did while he was in the Oval Office. John F. Kennedy, you know, invited prostitutes into the White House. In other words, it seems to me a different order of bad news when somebody does something as president or as a candidate than when they did it 10 or something years in the past. ABBA is playing, which means I'm going to shut up for a minute. We're going to be right back to continue the conversation with Marvin Olasky. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Please go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com for all your tobacco needs. We can get it for you cheaper, higher quality. Check it out.
Looking up for a place to go.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how are you? I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Okay.
Can I tell you? Because
yes.
Listen, for example, Relief Factor, we get these testimonials in here. Greg from Hawaii writes, "My left knee started swelling last year, making climbing stairs and walking distances difficult. At the same time, my back, hips, and shoulders were aching, and I figured it was worth trying Relief Factor. Within 3 days, I was seeing a difference. Relief Factor's helping with almost all my aches and pains.
Wow.
A lot of people think they have to live with aches and pains. And I would say, you know, in some cases, maybe, but I would try Relief Factor. It is, how do I describe it, non-toxic. It's botanicals. You can take it all day long. This is not like taking Advil or something that you really shouldn't. It's not good for your organs, whatever. So go to relieffactor.com. Check out the Quick Start Pack for $19.95. Within a few weeks, you will know. It could be less than that, but you'll know if it works for you. But it's worked for a lot of people. Again, it's anti-inflammatory. It's something that I take every day. I recommend it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
This May, Family Life is launching a new movement of intentional parenting. And it all starts at a movie theater near you. Family Life's very first feature film, Like Arrows, explores the joys and heartaches of parenting with a story that spans 50 years. Join us in theaters across America for a special two-night showing of Like Arrows, the movie, followed by an exclusive after-show feature with Family Life's Dennis and Barbara Rainey, filmmakers Alex and Stephen Kendrick, and me, Bob Lapine. You'll leave encouraged and equipped with powerful next steps to make Jesus the center of your parenting. Like Arrows, the movie, will be in theaters two nights only, May 1st and 3rd. You can view the trailer or find theaters near you at likearrowsmovie.com. Again, go to likearrowsmovie.com.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Nothing to those East End lights. Muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm here in the studio with Marvin Olasky. If you have Metaxas Super, you can see Marvin Olasky just as I can see Marvin. Marvin, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Well, we were talking just a minute ago about how the presidency is not just about legislation. It's also about leadership, and it's about optics, and the president has a bully pulpit. And you were saying that, you know, Trump to some extent has contributed to really, unfortunately, what's already happening in the culture, which is the vulgarization of culture, just sort of in the way that he talks and stuff. But I do think what I find odd is that we are not factoring in that we live in a different climate today, so that what a president like John F. Kennedy did, no one ever reported on it. Nobody says that his face should be taken off the 50-cent piece. But he brought prostitutes into the White House.
Right.
In other words, if if there was even a rumor that a president did that today, God forbid Trump, it's game over. I mean, you just say that that's disgusting. I mean, when Bill Clinton was doing what he did with an intern and other things, he did it in the White House. Can't we at least say that it's different if you did something 10 years ago before you were thinking of running for president versus doing it while you're on the campaign trail like John Edwards? Or I mean, I think it's fair to at least say that.
It is. And we can leave out the sex part. The one thing that I wish were to happen, Christianity is a religion of people who know we are sinners. We know we've sinned grievously, and we're very thankful for God for forgiving us. I would like to hear something from Trump sometime about, rather than just saying, hey, I've always been great, everything I've done is great, and things like that. It'd be nice to hear. But even leaving that aside, just the normalization of such crass and callous language from president is trouble.
Let's be specific, because, and I probably could think of something myself, but when you say crass and callous language, you're talking about his tweets, or I mean, because again, like when people talk about, he said this on that hot mic, I think that can't count what you say on a hot mic. Listen, it bothers me when we conservatives do that to people on the left. I feel like that's out of bounds. It's like that's inadmissible evidence. If somebody says something in a private moment, and then, you know, with the technology we have today, suddenly the whole world is repeating what they said, that doesn't seem fair to me. It seems fundamentally wrong. And actually, then I blame the people who are repeating it. I mean, when Mike Gerson or others over and over hammer these kinds of things, I think you're contributing yourselves contributing to the problem. You don't have to print these ugly words.
No, but once, twice, thrice, but over and over and over and over again, this is a problem just for a president as a moral leader. And it has political ramifications.
Well, what are we? I guess what are we talking about right now when you say once, twice, thrice? What are we talking about? What kind of?
Oh, I don't want, because since you've just said we don't want to be repeating all these things, I don't want to go through the whole litany of stuff. But people know, you know, what we're talking about here. But let me just say, the problem is that number one, for a person who aspires to leadership and claims to be on a high plane, it's reducing the presidency to a pitcher of warm spit, to use the language from 1916 and John Garner, actually from the 1930s at that time.
He was referring to the vice presidency.
He was referring to the vice presidency. That's what I'm saying. Now we have elevated it to the presidency. You got it.
Right.
But. And it's going to have political ramifications. I mean, I hope it already has. I really hope and pray for President Trump to do well. I think that's very important for the health of the country.
Yeah.
I expect this is not going to end well. And
in what sense? What do you mean?
In the sense that to have a lot of people and a lot of world readers and you know, wonderful people voted for Trump, holding their noses, better than Hillary Clinton. Better to have a Judge Gorsuch, better to fight abortion, and so forth. Not wonderfully committed to Trump, but saying better than this very bad alternative. But that was 2016. Now it's 2018. And every time one of these sad utterances comes from the Oval Office, it makes it more likely that what folks on our side were hoping for, this political victory, is going to be very, very short-lived and will end up worse off than we were before.
I guess I doubt whether that's possible. I mean, I'm simply being honest. To me, it's like a math problem. I said this yesterday in our interview at King's. I felt that the kind of self-government that is necessary for us to continue as a free people had become so eroded over time, and specifically under the 8 years of Obama, that I thought – it's game over. If Hillary Clinton becomes president and enacts 4 years of the kinds of policies she wants to enact, if we get a Supreme Court of Sotomayors, there's no chance to crawl out of the abyss. We will never be able to crawl out of that abyss. We will become, you know, some kind of a European socialist state, which is not – okay, it's not a third world country. It's not a dictatorship. But it's going to tell Christians like you and me, you cannot – speak publicly about your views on sexuality. You don't have the right. And that, to me, that's the death of America.
Right. But America has long had a bounce back politics. Look what happened when Obama was elected in 2008. 2010, there's a reaction to it in Republicans.
But that's but Marvin, that's, we're talking about little stuff. That's little stuff. That's like Congress winning. And then, you know, we've had that. But I'm saying on a larger, if you look at the larger picture, if you look at American culture over 100 years, over 50 years, I feel like there's a narrative that took hold in the 60s, and you well remember this, that really has been an unrelenting march away from true American-style self-government and freedom. And I really feel like, you know, it's kind of like you're running on fumes, and then you realize any minute there's no more fumes. And I feel like when it comes to a lot of the pieces of necessary to real freedom, they've been going away bit by bit. It's the frog in the tea kettle. We notice them less and less because we're busy and so on and so forth. And I think we got to that point. So I didn't think of Hillary Clinton as just, oh, it's just 4 years of something. And then we can, I guess I thought we were at the edge of a cliff, but we're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Marvin Olasky, World Magazine. Go to worldmag.com. If you don't know about World Magazine, you need to know about World Magazine, worldmag.com. Check it out.
Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people...
Psalm 127, verse 4 says, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Each day with our children is an opportunity to shape and sharpen those arrows before we release them into the world. So how can we know we're shaping and pointing them in the right direction? Join Family Life in select movie theaters across the country on May 1st and 3rd for the premiere of the movie Like Arrows, a faith-based film about parenting with purpose. Like Arrows is in theaters for two nights only, May 1st and 3rd, and it casts a powerful vision for parents, reminding us that nothing is more important than having God and His Word directing our lives and our families. To view the trailer or find theaters near you, visit likearrowsmovie.com. Again, that's likearrowsmovie.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Marvin Olasky. We only have a few minutes left. Marvin, I wanted to get your response to my unintentional filibuster there. I was just saying that I thought it was a different degree of trouble that we could. It wasn't like, you know, this guy's running for county sheriff, and if we don't like him, there's going to be another election in 2 years. I thought we've been pushing it for decades into a certain direction. Obama pushed it hard, and that really we're at a kind of point of no return. It's like with the debt, right? Like you get into a certain point of debt, you're like, guess what? Now you're greased. You're not getting out of it.
Yeah, maybe we disagree on what the point of no return is. I was certainly against Hillary Clinton, did not want her to become president. Had she become president, I think there would have been such a reaction to her that we would be in better political shape now than we otherwise are.
You think there'd be a conservative resistance that we'd say she's not my president?
Well, that's what happened with Obama.
Is it really? I think conservatives were infinitely more polite in their distaste of Obama than liberals are being toward Trump.
I know our world readers were very polite. There were lots of others, I thought, who were not polite at all and were always discussing conspiracies and weird things and totally down the drain. Look, I lived through the late 60s and the early 70s, and I was one of the people who was trying to hurt America at that point. We survived that. We've survived other things. We survived a civil war. So if we go into an election and say, I'm going to do something which is totally opposed to what I've stood for many years, but I must do it right now in order to preserve this particular situation. Okay, that was a very hard decision in 2016 for lots of people. I don't blame anyone for voting for Trump when the opposition was Hillary Clinton. You know, it's now 2018. There is an opposition of different kinds. There's still opportunity to try to do better rather than just saying, oh, these are the only two choices we have, either right. or. There, and that's what I would still hope we would strive for, the opportunity to do better, the opportunity for new leaders to emerge who will be people we can trust on policy, but are also people that we can say, hey, this is a good person who's here. Kids, you can be like this person rather than
– like Mike Pence?
Mike Pence, I think, would do well on policy and would also do well on morality.
And you have to give Donald Trump credit for picking
sure.
him. I mean, it's an amazing thing. I think that people don't give him enough credit for that. I'm astounded that the vice president of the United States is this extraordinary Christian gentleman named Mike Pence. Right. I mean, it's amazing to me.
Right. And so far in Supreme Court justices, Trump is one for one, which is better than Ronald Reagan or others who swung and missed, you know, a couple of times. So that's good. At World, I went back and looked at our coverage. We've been about 55% favorable to Trump. We've criticized him on lots of things. We've also praised him on lots of things. And that's what we want to do. I'm embarrassed when my people, evangelicals, start saying that Trump is so wonderful that he's Cyrus or Esther or King David. I hear that. And that's,
I hear it, too. I'm not sure what to make of it. I think that maybe we're pushing it when we say, you know, I think the larger point is we can take the larger point that it's a flawed man being used for God's purposes in some ways. Now, time will tell. We will see. In 2 years from now or 6 years from now, we can have another conversation. And I hope and you hope that it's not a horrible conversation.
Right.
Where.
And we can hope and pray for that. But we also have to realize that this is, especially when we're dealing with people in the 20s and the 30s, I mean, they're watching older folks like
right,
me and
right,
you
right.
and saying, oh, are you consistent with your principles?
Right.
And if not, what does it mean that you're a Christian?
Right.
I know that I
am. I just don't seem to be able to explain it very well. We're out of time. Marvin Olasky, a privilege to have you here in the studio. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.